Prepare to be thrilled. Sleuth, the world's greatest ever stage thriller, running for a total of 12 years in London and New York, is coming to the Churchill Theatre in Bromley, and it stars Simon McCorkindale and Michael Praed. Simon plays the mystery writer, Andrew Wyke, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Have you opened in this yet, or is it the Churchill the first one?
No, we weren't truly open. We actually opened in Windsor back in January, actually, at the end of January. So we've been on tour all of February, all of March, and we're in Nottingham this week and Wolverhampton next, and then we come to you in Bromley.
Wow, it's a big old tour. How long's it going on for, Simon?
Well, we're actually going on till the beginning of July.
Wow.
Good Lord.
It's quite a decent tour.
Do you enjoy being on the road?
Well, there are lots of things to like about it. I mean, obviously, you know, one doesn't like being away from home quite to the degree that one is, but, you know, it's always interesting to go around the country. I mean, going to places I've never been to before, so it's fun.
For the sake of probably one or two listeners who haven't seen Sleuth, tell us what it's about.
Well, you know, it's one of those, I mean, you just said it's a thriller, but it's more than a thriller. It is actually, it's just a very, very fine entertainment. It's got so much in it. It's a really, really good play. It's got a fantastic amount of comedy in it, even verging on farce. So it's, if one was thinking you're coming to see something and in the sort of the Agatha Christie mold or the Francis Durbridge mold, it isn't. I mean, it's much more of an entertainment than that.
Yeah.
In essence, it's the story of a man, Andrew Wyke, as you just said, who is a writer who is reaching the end of his career. He's getting a little jaded. He's spending his time now much more in his own head and playing games of one sort or another, exercising his mind. And he discovers that his wife is having an affair with a younger man, and he invites the younger man to the house and proceeds to play some very unpleasant games with him, and it goes twisty-turny from there, and really it's very difficult to say much else.
But it is a great story. I mean, you've done most things. You've done, of course, Casualty on TV. You've done some marvellous movies. I mean, what do you prefer? Are they totally different?
Well, they're all totally different, you know. I mean, live theatre, I mean, nothing beats live theatre, so the fact that, you know, it's car crash time. It's a bit like Formula One. You never quite know what's going to happen.
No, that's true.
So in that respect, it's great fun. And of course, as an actor, you need to go back to the stage to have that feeling of doing the entire performance, to create a character and run him through for a couple of hours, and at the same time really getting to see what the reaction is you get from an audience. I mean, if you're trying to make them laugh or cry or just suddenly go quiet, you can get an absolutely first-hand experience of that, which then informs the work that you do for film and television, where it's a bit more clinical and you don't necessarily get that one-on-one relationship with an audience.
Yes, it's an instant reaction, isn't it, in live theatre?
That's exciting. Mm. And, you know, for me, I mean, I love it all. I've been very lucky. I've had a career where I haven't done a job that I haven't enjoyed. So to say I have a preference would be not, I really wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, as soon as you're doing one, you want to go back and do the other, and each one informs the other, and you grow from there.
Yes. But you have done some incredible stuff. I mean, Dynasty, Heart to Heart, you know, Dukes of Hazzard. But
Daisy Duke I did all those years ago.
Yeah,
so
quite. But
that's the same.
And of course, Death on the Nile with Bette Davis, David Niven, and Peter Ustinov.
Well, and just to name but three, I mean, it was a cast of 14 or 15 or something, and they were all absolute heavyweights, and it was an extraordinary experience as a 25-year-old to be in that piece. Absolutely.
Yes, must have been.
I mean, just three wonderful. I mean, any of those at a dinner party would do me.
Yeah.
Well, just exactly. You're quite right. And in fact, even what one might have called the lesser lights of that movie, Angela Lansbury, Maggie Smith, George Kennedy, Jack Warden. I mean, all great actors, all of whom would, in their own right, make singular dinner guests of great import.
How did they take to you, Simon? But you was a young actor at the time.
Well, I was very blessed, really. I mean, my very first day on the set was with Mia Farrow, and there's another name to conjure with.
Absolutely.
Mia was a complete basket case of nerves, and so I ended up being sort of Mr. Chivalry and just trying to be nice and looking after her, making sure she got fed and watered and all of those things, and realised that I had actually executed my first day on a major movie without actually anybody really knowing that I was the complete beginner. I was very fortunate it went on. The whole movie was like that. No one treated me like a beginner, and I was able to just enjoy it and learn masterfully from these great people.
You say Mia Farrow was a bag of nerves on the first day. Do you suffer from nerves when you do live theatre?
To a degree. I mean, not suffer, fortunately.
Mm.
You do get into a serious state of hyper-awareness, and indeed, it is a, you know, the old butterflies in the stomach. You never quite know what's going to happen until you meet the audience and you get underway.
Yeah.
And I think you need that, you know, you need that adrenaline. If you don't, you can get a little casual. And I think if you get casual, you then, A, don't do a good job, and that's B, also when you might make a rather messy mistake.
That's true, that's true. Well, you're coming to Churchill at Bromley.
Yes, we are. I was there last year with the unexpected guest with Agatha Christie Company, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
Great theatre, great day.
Beautiful theatre, yeah.
Mm. And you're there from the 14th to the 19th of April.
That is absolutely correct.
And there's a box office number, 0870 060 6620. Performance time, 7:45 every evening. And there's a matinee on Saturday at 2:30.
There should be one during the week too as well, I think.
Is there really?
Possibly. We haven't got that on our details.
It'll be Wednesday or Thursday, I'm afraid. I don't know which, but because they're across the country, but there will definitely be a midweek matinee as well.
So, if you want to know when that is, just phone the box office and they'll tell you.
Yeah, it's a great evening. I mean, I'm not just blowing our own trumpets. I mean, it's such a hellishly good play.
It is.
It really is a very, very good evening out.
It's one not to miss. It's Sleuth, and it's at the Churchill Theatre Bromley. Simon, thank you so much for coming on to tell us all about it.
It's absolutely my pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.